Search and rescue in Utah is a mostly volunteer effort. By statute, each sheriff is obligated to provide emergency backcountry search and rescue services for their county. Summit County Search and Rescue Director Lieutenant Alan Sitaway says it's been an honor to work with the rescue team.
They are an amazing group. I feel I have the best assignment in the sheriff's office in being able to work with these men and women that are just such good people.
They have about 40 active rescue personnel at any time. Volunteer applications are reviewed once a year, and they're looking for personality over skills.
Our requirements are that you're familiar with the incident command system, that you're a high school graduate, and then whatever skill set you bring to us, we will utilize. We also train. We have a high angle team, a rope rescue team, swift water rescue team. We have applicants and members with a medical background. We have applicants and members with a high angle background. We have members that are self-employed, own their own companies. They're employed by public agencies. We will not look at an application and say, really, you're coming to us without rope skills or without whitewater skills, or you don't have a specialty skill, and then deny that person membership. Basically, we'll bring them on, see how they fit within the team, and then let them pursue their interests within the team.
Sitaway says they'll provide training for their volunteers.
I just had one of our members obtained his whitewater technician certificate Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that was in our neighboring county in Wasatch, and we pay for that. We've also sponsored ice rescue courses, managing the lost person incident courses.
He says Summit County tends to have more drawn-out missions due to the geography of the area.
So our travel time is longer. Also, you get into an area, for instance, like King's Peak, it's several hours sometimes to reach the point that the person was last seen. We use a lot of support from the DPS Aero Bureau in their helicopters. But if we're hiking people in, the difficulty in searching an area and searching it well when you're in the timber or you're in a boulder field.
Their budget runs about $80,000 a year. Everyone except for Sitaway is a volunteer. They've kept records on the number of hours used in search and rescue missions over the past 17 years. Summit County has logged about 93,000 volunteer hours, which represents 12% of all of Utah's search and rescue hours. They get $19,000 a year in state reimbursements. Sitaway says they typically don't bill victims, but says there are other counties that do charge for rescue services.
I believe Grand County routinely bills for search and rescue service. In Summit County, the sheriff has the discretion to do that. We have not, in recent history, sent a bill for search and rescue effort. There are some cases, I guess we're exploring that option now as to the process to bill.
That's Summit County Search and Rescue Director Alan Sitaway. I'm Carolyn Murray for KPCW News.